marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
And in science news, researchers say it may be true that after several years, dogs and their masters begin to look alike.
Yeah, right.
Hi, son.
Over here, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Anyhow, your father will be home soon and he'll be looking for dinner. Tell him I hope he finds it. I'm just going over to Marcy's.
But Mom, you'll miss Dad's latest episode of A Fat Woman Came Into the Shoe Store Today.
Actually, I already know how it ends. He doesn't get the sale or a life.
Big. Bud.
Over here, Dad.
Oh. I'm sorry, son. Guess what happened today at the shoe store?
Did a fat woman come in?
Enormous.
Wow, that was a spine tingler. Much better than yesterday's, a fat woman walked past the shoe store.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peg, I must have forgot my manners. How'd you do at work today? I see. This woman comes in, and she is so fat, she actually has three smaller women orbiting around her. So I'm trying to force a pair of size 13 shoes on her Jurassic feet when she says to me that her husband just left her.
Ah, the plot thins.
Pardon me, son, let's hear about your day at work today. Hmm, that's interesting. So anyway, this fat woman is telling me about how her husband left her, and she reaches into her purse, moves aside the pastrami sub, and produces two $500 courtside tickets to tonight's all-star charity basketball game.
You mean the one to send overprivileged white kids to basketball camp? Hands across the suburbs? She gave you these tickets?
Sold them to me, son, for a dollar apiece, which I didn't have. And Peg, thank you for that. Which I was able to borrow at the mall fountain and the charity mint box. Now it's just a matter of who I go with.
What?
No. And it's not because I don't love you like a sunbuck.
Bud.
Whatever. See, son, it's just that you can do nothing for me. Now, see, these are power seats. I need to talk to somebody with influence. I wonder what the doorman at the nudie bar is doing tonight.
It's fall. Maybe he's taking his shower.
Call him, buddy. He's on speed dial. Listed under Grandma.
Peggy? Do I have the most romantic husband or what? Guess where he's taking me tonight?
On the kitchen table?
Better. He's taking me to see the Captain and Tennille Unplugged.
Gee, you would have thought somebody would have plugged them by now.
It's their big reunion concert.
Guess who's opening for them?
The Carpenter.
You saw it in the paper.
Yeah, these reunion concerts are great. They stir memories of the good times you had with the woman you've always loved and the great times you had with the women you barely knew. I honestly can't think of another place I'd rather be tonight. Please take me out. Please.
What are those tickets to?
Basketball.
What a snore.
Well, it may not have the same gripping excitement of my daddy saw my behind on Oprah week, but...
It gives me a reason to live.
I want a reason too, Al. What'll it take?
What have you got?
Marcy's Discover card? I'm over the limit on her visa.
You're gonna be over the limit on your health insurance deductible if we're not arm in arm singing Muskrat Love in a couple hours.
I can't go, Al.
I didn't invite you.
Al, how come we never go to concerts?
It's because we don't like the same people. For instance, you like you.
But Peg, I can promise you, the day they put Captain and Tennille on a life support system, we'll be among the first to see them unplugged.
Well, if we didn't need them for sex, they'd make great compost.
Well, in that case, you can grind mine up right now. Oh, Al, what is the big deal about going to a basketball game anyway? I mean, you watch it on TV all the time.
Because, Peg, there's nothing like being there in person. Besides, this All-Star game is a once-a-year thing. I mean, it transcends basketball. It's limos.
It's bright lights.
Celebrities.
Celebrities? There's going to be celebrities?
No, Peg, I meant celeries. Celeries is the official vegetable of the NBA.
To go to this game.
Peg can't go. Ahmed, the doorman, is going.
Yeah, Ahmed can't make it. It's Silicone Madness night at the nudie bar.
Tonight?
Damn. Well, then it's settled. I'm going.
You can't, Peg. There's a league rule. No women allowed.
I'm going to the All-Star game tonight.
Hey, wait a second. How did you get a ticket?
I don't need a ticket. I'm young, available, and I look like this.
Kel, when are you going to give up? I mean, every year you try to marry a basketball player, and every year you just get older. And another crop of girls turn 18. I mean, pretty soon you're going to be girding your loose loins in leather and sitting in the pathetically past their prime section with Diane Cannon.
Ho, ho, Pimple Stillskin. Oh, by the way, the Eagle Scouts called. Your merit badge and celibacy came in. Well, if I'm not back tonight, then my mission was accomplished. And you may forever refer to me as Mrs. Vladi Divac.
Al, what do you think I should wear to the game tonight?
Peg, you can wear your robe and your bonbon bib for all I care. Because you're absolutely, positively staying home.
Now, isn't this fun? Look, Al. It's my very own Patrick Ewing groin pull doll.
That's nice, Peg. At least you won't be doing that to me now.
Now, listen. This is the first time you've been to a game, so let me explain the rules of basketball. Rule number one, no talking. And when you break rule number one, and you will, there's rule number two. Which is, if I look at pretty girls walking up and down the aisles, and I will, you can't say, are they prettier than me? Always know the answer will be, yes, she is, and in some cases, yes, he is.
I'm sorry, honey. I was pulling on Patrick. Did you say something?
Not a word.
Please rise. Tonight, singing our national anthem is Miss Tina Turner.
Oh, say, can you see? There's more to see than this. By the dawn's early light. But you'd be too tired to wake up. What's so precious? wrote this song? Yeah. Doesn't that look like
it
could be...
Shut up! Hey! At least it's better than Roseanne.
Concludes tonight's national anthem. And now it's time to meet your NBA All-Stars and Danny Ainge.
Al, I have to go to the bathroom. Al, I want you to go with me.
Why?
Keep the men from leering at me.
Peg, they're not leering at you. They're laughing at me.
Honey, I really have to go.
Oh, all right, Peg, but I don't want to miss the start of the game.
I promise you won't. Come on, hurry. We'll be quick.
What a game! That was the most exciting quarter and a half of basketball I've ever seen.
Not nearly as exciting as me almost getting arrested for loitering in front of the ladies' room.
You know I told you about putting your hands down your pants in public.
Well, it's the only fun I've had in this game so far, Peg. Now, what I'd like to do is watch the rest of it in complete, total, and uninterrupted silence, okay? Yeah. Hey, Riley! Nice hair! What are you using, 30 weight now? Hey, Barkley! You're playing like a virgin!
Al, you're being obnoxious.
Well, you're supposed to act like that at a ball game, Peg. The players love it. It shows you appreciate the sport.
Oh. Hey, Baldy! Are you a real player, or did Sinead O'Connor get a tan?
No, that's the wrong guy, Peg. That's Xavier McDaniel. They call him the X-Man. He's coming this way, Peg. You don't know me.
Excuse me. But I couldn't help but overhear your little witticism.
He made me say it.
My mistake.
You know, Mr. X, I might leave him alone. He played high school football.
Then you're familiar with leaving the game on a stretcher.
Hey, couldn't we start things off as friends? Could you help me get Shaquille O'Neal's autograph?
Better be in here in person.
That's the end of the first half, with the score tied at 81-81.
Oh, that's good. I came to at just the right time.
Hey, Al, could you change seats with me? I can't see.
Can't see what, Peg? It's halftime.
Yeah, but I think that's Joe Piscopo over there.
Over there, Peg, that's an usher. Wait a second, that is Joe Piscopo.
Oh, come on, honey. Change seats with me. I won't ask you for another thing, I promise.
Come on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Basket or Cash. Some lucky fan will get a chance to shoot from the free throw line for $10,000. And tonight's lucky contestant is sitting in Section 8, Roby, seat 2.
Congratulations, miss. Right
wait,
this way.
Wait a second. Now, see, she's not me, I'm her. Now, see, that was my seat. We switched. Tell him, Peg.
It's me.
That's not fair. She doesn't have a chance in hell of making the shot.
That's the way we like it.
Right this way. Come on, let's go.
And now, the precision choreography of our own all-star cheerleaders.
Oh,
name's Kelly. I can make you very happy.
You can show me how to set my VCR?
If necessary. Here's my phone number.
There's only 6 numbers.
Well, come on, I'm not easy. Call me, okay? We can make it happen. Look, there it is.
Okay, Miss Bundy, we'll be shooting in about 5 minutes. Here are the rules. You get 1 shot from the free throw line, make it, and you win $10,000.
Sounds easy.
Any questions?
Yeah, just 1. What's a free throw line?
Don't spend it all in 1 place.
You should be ready, wise guy. Peg, shave your head, give me your hair, I'm taking the shot.
Don't be ridiculous, Al. I'm sure that if I practice, I can be just as good as that smoking Joe Louis or any of those other quarterbacks.
Another slow day, eh, God? Okay, now look, Peg. Now, pretend that I'm the basket.
I don't know, honey. I've pretended you're a lot of things. A cowboy, a knight, Mr. T, dead, but a basket.
Peg, concentrate. This is $10,000. Do you know what I could do with $10,000?
Take 10,000 trips to the nudie bar.
No, Peg. Just 1 great one. Okay. All right. Now, relax. Take aim. Bend your knees. And let the ball roll slowly off your fingertips. Perhaps I didn't make myself clear the first time. What the heck?
NBA action. It's fantastic.
And now it's time to play Basket O' Cash. Tonight's lucky contestant is a woman. From Chicago, Ms. Peg Bundy. Ms. Bundy says she's married to a successful doctor and not to Al Bundy, the shoe salesman. And now presenting the Basket O' Cash Ball, a starting guard for the Portland Trailblazers and proud member of America's Olympic Dream Team, Clyde the Glide Drexler.
You know, anyone can do that. I have to make it from here.
Don't worry about it. Just think of the line from that famous commercial.
Oh, you mean just do it?
Well, no. I was thinking Lego my ego. But yours is better.
Okay. Good luck, Ms. Bundy. Don't be nervous. $10,000 riding on this shot. People rooting for you or against you.
Go ahead and shoot it, baby. The court's all yours, Peg.
$10,000. Gee, I wonder if I could get a cheerleader for that.
$10,000. Gee, I wonder if I could get a player for that.
Hey, if we'd had her instead of Ainge, we'd have won the championship.
Now, Peg, now, that's all right. You gave it your best shot.
You're not disappointed, Al?
Disappointed, Peg? It's the only way it could be. I wanted it, I needed it, I deserved it. How else could it have turned out?
Did it It's your fault.
From the minute I said I do.
You know, honey, I'm really sorry about the money. I guess basketball's just not my game, huh?
Yeah, I guess not, Peg. Come on, sweetheart. Let's go.
Okay.